Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, having 9 Grammys and 2 Oscars by the age of 22 isn't that common, unless, of course, you're Billie Eilish. And next month, Billie will release her 3rd album and has become one of music's biggest names. She works almost exclusively with her brother. She's a style icon and she's outspoken about sustainability, and she released her first big song at just 15 years old. How did Billie Eilish get so big? Joining us now is DJ and host of The Request Show here on 2FM. It's Connor Bean. You're very welcome along.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you keeping?
I'm good. I think Billie Eilish might be doing even better, to be honest.
Just ever so slightly.
But I just think, of when I crunch the numbers, I think perhaps she's maybe doing a little bit better than I will.
Well, if there's anyone to know exactly how well she's doing, it's you. Because
thank you.
As I said earlier on, you are the biggest pop culture enthusiast. But when I need to know stuff, I come to you.
Oh, well, you're very good for saying that, but it's a lot of pressure now. And this is maybe how Billie feels every time she steps on stage. I don't know. Anyway.
Twin flames.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we're talking about someone who's a big deal right now, but like the way she kind of landed on our radars is kind of fascinating, because at just 15, she released a song called Ocean Eyes, which was an instant kind of viral sensation. She grew up with musician parents in LA. Her older brother, Phineas, had been making music with a band, and they'd also been writing songs together as a brother-sister duo. And he kind of said to her, do you want to take this on? I think it would be a fit for your voice. Billie was working with a dance teacher at the time, because she was big into dancing when she was a teenager, and actually an injury from dance made her focus on music full time. So it's kind of those sliding doors moments when you think about it.
Imagine being that talented.
I know.
That you can
might just
be like,
become a really successful singer-songwriter instead of a dancer. So anyway, she put this song on SoundCloud to send to a dance teacher, kind of said like, here's the link, have a listen to the song. And for some reason, the song, just through word of mouth, got like hundreds of thousands of plays in a couple of weeks, and it became this viral word of mouth thing. She ended up working with publicists, likes of Annie Mac and Zane Lowe got involved and started saying, who is this person and how did it come together? And at the time, she mentioned that Lana Del Rey was an influence. And anyone saw all the many videos from Coachella at the weekend, Lana Del Rey brought Billie out on stage and they actually sang Ocean Eyes together. And it's mad that was her first big song, and it's still such a big part of her back catalog.
Yeah.
But like, even, and I've obviously got a clip of that, but when she comes out on stage and the audience realizes what she's singing, the screams are deafening.
Yeah,
so I can only imagine what it's like hearing that song live. So that really kick-started things. And then, you know, in 2016, she became someone who got really massive thanks to streaming. She signed with Interscope, part of Universal Music, in 2016. And by 2017, had put out Ocean Eyes as a single. And her EP, Don't Smile at Me, which peaked at number 4 here in Ireland on the charts, that came out that year. And by 2019, had a billion streams. We're mentioning streams a lot here because Spotify and Apple got on board very early on, put her on these massive playlists, and I think understood this is a teenager with a connection to a teenage audience, aka Gen Z, kind of at the time. They're all now in their 20s, which is weird to think about. And they were like, this person fits the tone and style of where young people are going. They obviously were like, this is an artist who speaks to the generation we want to stream music. This is someone who sounded a bit like Lana Del Rey and also references hip hop and that kind of production as well. So she was a teenager who spoke directly to her audience, and I think streaming services were like, we need a bit of that.
Also, Ocean Eyes is used as the soundtrack to everyone's Instagram story whenever they're anywhere near a body of water.
Yes,
so
exactly. Or having an emo day. So really, it's a song that speaks, you know, to everybody in every
way.
The
masses.
Sorry.
Well, sorry.
Excuse me.
No, go on.
There's something as well, you know, obviously her visuals and her kind of artistry was kind of dark and I think angsty, which again spoke to her audience. If you look at a song like Bury Your Friend and the imagery for that, or the first album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? It's always very hard to say that album quickly. It has like a possessed, demonic looking Billie sat on a bed on the cover. That came out in mid 2019 and was like an instant hit. It was number one all around the world. And there was a bunch of songs on there we already knew, but one of the songs that was on the album when it came out was Bad Guy, which became an instant hit for her, and I think is kind of the signature Billie Eilish song. So there you go, that's Bad Guy, which is on the debut album that came out in 2019, which is mad. That feels like forever ago.
That, but it doesn't either. Like, I feel like, you know, it still feels
week.
Like so recent, but it absolutely isn't. Before things took a turn, it looks like 2020 was shaping up to be big just for Billie too. Like,
yeah, I mean, 2020, she released the Bond theme, No Time to Die. And although that movie got delayed hugely because of COVID, it was one of those films that, like, they kept going. It'll be out in October, or actually be out in November, but the theme song came out in early 2020. And that was a massive hit and would go on to win an Oscar for Billie in 2022, which is, by the way, first of 2 Oscars. Most must be nice. The 2020 Grammy, she won Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year and Record of the Year all in the same night, making her the youngest person to win those four main categories in the same year. And she picked up another award that night as well. So 5 Grammys in one evening back in 2020. She's like 9 so far, I think.
That's like it is wild. You forget
so quick how
that she
happened.
Is only 22.
It's now. She's now. Only 22 now. She would have been like, what, 19?
19, yeah.
When that happened, it's kind of mind-boggling. Like, actually, sometimes I'm like, what? Anyway.
Real life. Her second album, she didn't lie around at all. It came out in 2021. And before that, we got a really interesting documentary and also the Vogue cover that had everybody talking.
Yeah, so in early 2021, we got a film called The World's a Little Blurry. It got released on Apple TV+. Mm-hmm. It's basically a documentary kind of following her very early on in her career. So you see her and Phineas recording songs like Bad Guy at home in like her bedroom. And then you see how quick things move once her music starts to really take off. She's touring, she's struggling with injuries. We even see her in what I think is kind of one of the moments people remember most, meeting Justin Bieber for the first time. The whole thing was she was a teenager and a kid who was obsessed with Justin Bieber. Then she got very famous and started to have like this parallel experience of fame. And the documentary captures how at Coachella, they're both standing there and they just wordlessly look at each other and have this embrace. And she basically breaks down in his arms. And then later on in the doc, which we have a clip of now, she talks about what that was like to meet Justin in that
way. I literally cried and told her for like 5 minutes. Like, I know. And every time I would do this, kind of like you could feel it. And he would just squeeze you tighter.
You know what that's like? It happens to you every meet and greet.
Yeah, you know exactly how you know it feels to be him in that situation.
I love when famous people fangirl famous people.
Exactly, and I love the idea that the experience she's having with her fans she then had when she saw Justin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously, I'm describing a wordless encounter on the radio, but if you've ever seen that moment where they see each other, it's hilarious because she kind of looks at him and she hides behind this like pipe thing that's at the stage, and then she kind of goes like, it's actually hilarious but also very moving. So that happened in 2021, the documentary, which is still on Apple TV Plus. It's worth a watch. Mm-hmm. And there's also the British Vogue cover that kind of raised eyebrows, because at that point Billie was very tomboyish and had this kind of street style that you'd see her in, like oversized outfits, yeah. You know, in a lot of name brands and sportswear. And in this cover, she was in like kind of lingerie and corsetry with like long wavy blonde hair. Also, she just looked, I think, a lot older and a lot different, which kind of struck people. So it was an instant kind of talking point. It went viral pretty much instantly, like everything Billie does. And later on in 2021, she's talking to Vanity Fair about the reaction to that cover and what people had to say about it.
It was a genre that we were doing a shoot for. It was an old kind of Hollywood lingerie kind of classic thing. And it was supposed to be like a specific aesthetic for a photo shoot. And then it was like Billie Eilish's new style. And then people kept being like, wow, her new style. Like, and it was so weird because I was like, it's not a new style. It's one thing I wore.
I think that has to be so incredibly hard for her because she's still so young and we forget that.
Yeah.
That when she bounced into our world, she
she's
was
a teenager
and a very young teenager.
Like 15, not even like 18, 19, off to college soon teenager.
No,
like
so like
young.
Wearing like oversized t-shirts and being that tomboy style is really, really cool. And then coming out and doing like you wouldn't be on the cover of Vogue in your own style, regardless of who you are.
Yeah, no, they'd be like, we're going to bring a stylist in and it'd be a version of your style. It would never, you'd never just turn up and wear your own outfit.
No, and this was very specific, but I remember at the time, the pandemonium around it, and it felt very noughties. It felt very growing up, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, calm down,
give her a minute. She's got a new image, what's going on? Yeah. I'm like, she's doing a photo shoot. Could we all just relax a bit? But her style has become kind of iconic, and she's been also quite honest about the pressure she's felt about both being covered up sometimes, and then if she does happen to wear an outfit like she did in the cover of British Vogue. In 2023 on Instagram, she said, I spent the first 5 years of my career getting absolutely obliterated by you fools for being boyish and dressing how I did, and constantly being told I'd be hotter if I acted like a woman. There's a short film she did, and it's a song actually on the second album, Happier Than Ever, and it's called Not My Responsibility. And she played it on tour in 2021 and then put on the album. And it's this visual of her kind of removing layers of clothing, but the camera frame kind of moves in and out. It's like this kind of slightly disorientating theme, but the lyrics are basically her saying, I can't win either way. We've a short clip of this actually give you an idea. She's kind of saying, let me live, effectively.
If I wear what is comfortable, I am not a woman. If I shed the layers, I'm a slut. Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it and judge me for it.
It's the not winning either way.
Yeah,
it's exactly. The Barbie monologue all over again.
Exactly.
Like, do everything and nothing is right.
And there you go. Barbie, you know, was kind of a moment for Billie last year as well. That's a good way to bring it in. I mean, she's got this very unique way of singing because Billie can kind of do anything in her voice. I think some people think, oh, she sings softly. She's not maybe the best singer. And the irony is she's doing these things as stylistic choices. What Was I Made For, the song that was on the Barbie soundtrack last year, was massive. Obviously, we're kind of sick of even hearing about the Barbie movie because it was so big. It was almost overexposed. But like, that's because it was so big and the soundtrack had Dua Lipa, Nicki Minaj and Billie Eilish alongside Lizzo and those kind of names. But her song was the number one here in Ireland. It won her that second Oscar we mentioned earlier. But it's the delivery of that song, I think, reminds you of like how insanely talented she is as a vocalist. And actually, she was talking to, I think it was Vanity Fair again, actually. They did a lot of interviews about this song in the lead up to the Oscars because they're all campaigning to win. And she spoke to Vanity Fair about how tricky it is to actually sing that song and how she's learned to use her voice as an instrument over the years.
When I was starting out, I had one way of singing, and that's how I sang. And everything that I sang, I just sang it how I knew how to sing it. And now I have all these choices, and I can play with my, like, instrument. Like, I have an instrument now that I can play with, and it's really amazing, and it's really fun, but it's definitely hard. And I would say that I don't know how to feel was brutal, because it does that, like, you know, ascending, because I don't know how to feel, and it's so high and you're kind of sliding at the note.
I love how she's even talking about how high that note is, because that's one of those spine tingling notes that when I watched it on the Barbie movie and then heard it repeatedly afterwards, it still gets you, like it hits you in the gut.
And also, I remember a friend of mine went to see Barbie and he saw it maybe a few weeks after it came out, and he's like, oh, I'm going to see Barbie. He's like, oh, let me know what you think. And then he came out and he's like, the minute that song started playing at the end, he said, actually, he heard the song, got very moved. And when the film ended, he walked out of the cinema and he just started crying. And his boyfriend was like, why? He's like, it was the song. It was the Billie song. I didn't even like the movie that much. It was fine, but the Billie song. I was like, oh my God. Every time I hear it somewhere, I'm like, guess what's playing? He's like, don't even bring it up.
The trauma.
It's just like that song has like triggers an emotional response in people. It's kind of fascinating, but that's the power of her voice, and I think in her point of view as well.
Now, she has got a third album coming out, and have we got a single teaser or anything going on?
This is the funny part. Like, you know, this is a very big artist now, and she's kind of said, like, it's called that she's not doing singles. I want to give it to all at once. The album's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. It's out on May 17th, so really just over a month away. Now, at the weekend, she popped up at Coachella and did a surprise DJ set, and she played like snippets of songs, but some fans are like, they might be remixed because they sounded more upbeat and danceable. She had a chat with Zane Lowe last week and snuck a few previews in, but we don't really know. It sounds like it might be in the vein of what we heard before. It may be a little bit more dance music orientated, but it's still a bit of a mystery. So I think when you're as big as she is, she can go, you'll get it on the 17th and you'll enjoy it. You're not getting a blade of it before then.
You won't get anything. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. 22 years of age, third album, any amount of awards going, and she's only really getting started.
And she's a sustainable queen as well. Like, she has kind of called out, I didn't notice until recently, she did a piece of Billboard with her mum, and her mum are very into like climate change, and they're like a vegan family, and they have, like, basically when she goes on tour, it's only plant-based meals that are served, which saves like millions of gallons of water. When she does a vinyl release, even if there's multiple versions, she'll do like eco-friendly packaging and recycled plastic for the vinyl.
She has called people out in that in the past for having too many versions of a vinyl
that aren't kind of maybe ethically made. And I, to be honest, had not actually thought of that, but we are in an era now where every pop star is like, my album comes out tomorrow, to get this song, buy 7 different vinyls, and you're like, that is a lot of product to buy just to get a number one album. So yeah, I don't know, 22, she's ticked a lot of boxes professionally, but also I do admire her kind of ability to speak out and be consistent in her stance, because that's not an easy thing to do.
No, not at all. Conor Breen, thank you so much for everything. Where can people catch you next?
I'll be back on the Request Show this Sunday from 6. I'm sure we might even play a Billie song, who knows?
But you know what? Who knows?
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.